This is Phil Pritchett. Welcome to the P2 Podcast.
There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician. Jenny hit Austin. My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is your old friend Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast from beautiful Trinidad World Recording Studios, my beautiful studio here in Fort Worth, Texas, where music and art reigns free, unrestrained, full of energy and life, bouncing from all the corners of the room here at Trinidad, where creativity flows like water. We want you to be a part of it. Bands, artists, come record with me, Phil, 817-733-5256, or email me, phil@philpritchett.com. I'll make your record right here. Well, 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 how we doing out there, folks? Another beautiful day here. A little bit colder out there. Oh, I just get giddy when it gets cold. Man, I got my hands on some great firewood. As you know, I love a fire. I always talk about Nixon in the White House back during Watergate trying to figure out what he wants to do. Just turning on the air conditioner, like 40 degrees, building a fire, getting a scotch. Oh, man, a man after my own heart. Well, that was that's what my house looked like. I got a big fireplace at my house. No gas. Didn't even have a line in it. So it's all natural. I mean, you got to go out and gather some twigs and some kindling. Oh, man. But my, I go to buy these cords of wood, and I'm always disappointed. And buying wood at the store, it's just this glued together sawdust junk. But, man, the in-laws, my great in-laws, had a tree come down, a gigantic pecan tree, like half of it came down, and was sawed up into chunks. I mean, huge hardwood. Oh, man. You put like 3 logs in there, and it's hard to get it going at first, but man, it'll just burn for days, the big logs in there. Unlike the stuff you buy at the grocery store, it just burns up in about 2 seconds. So, enjoyed some great fires. And what went better with my fire? What could go better with my fire last night? And this is going to surprise some of you out there, but I was bored, nothing going on. I gave it a chance. Alas, alas, the Grammys were on. The much maligned Grammys. The much hated Grammys by me. Oh, I'm always beating up on the Grammys, as is everyone, as we are wont to do. You know what, man? I'm just a bitter, cynical musician. I can't help it. I can't help it. But let me say this about the Grammys last night. I thoroughly enjoyed the broadcast. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Oh, my wife says I'm getting soft. She's like, you're getting older. You're just less cynical. I'm like, but I made this point out loud to all who would pretend to listen to me there in the room. Man, you had some good stuff on the Grammys last night. I feel like the Grammys. Now, you had the Katy Perrys and the Rihannas and the, you know, the girl just dancing with like 10 shirtless guys behind her, like the Saturday Night Live sketch, the Timberlake, all the pretty ladies, you know, all the single ladies. they all do that. I'm just like, do they all think they need to just be carried around by shirtless men? And man, that to me in the last 20 or 10 years, what the Grammys has been. It's just one of these production numbers after another. It's just, you know, it's just like, oh, I just get worn out. You know, it's just, and now next it's Jay-Z and Kanye West featuring MIA. And just like everybody just walking around on catwalks with a mic. There's no band. There's just, the rappers are just running around, yo, all right. And then the, you know, the pop singers come on and they're lip syncing and dancing around. It just has nothing to do with, I don't know. I mean, apparently I'm in the minority on that. But last night, man, I was shocked to find, well, first of all, Adele can really sing well. And, man, my girls play that record all the time in the house. And, man, I don't mind it. In fact, I like it. Rolling in the Deep, of course. Man, you know, so she kind of anchored the whole thing. There was some credibility there with her winning some awards, and she did a great version of her big hit. It was cool to see. Then, of course, you have Paul McCartney. He does his new thing and some Beatles stuff at the end of the show. Awesome. They go outside to the Foo Fighters. And, man, I'm thinking, dude, there's some bands, you know, people like playing and sweating and playing guitars out here. So it was reasonably enjoyable for me, man. I even, you know what, something I've always railed against as much as the Grammys, Coldplay. Oh, man. I've been quoted many times as saying, you take the artistry away from Radiohead, you cut the balls off of U2, you got Coldplay. Enjoy! Just heat and serve! But you know what? Gosh, dude, the Paradise, I kinda like the song. I hate myself. I'm just banging my head on the floor, just going, I like this song. I've heard on the radio a lot lately. I still don't like the band, but they came out and I thought it was cool, man. All the lights and all the stuff they had going on. It was still pretty damn cool. So I'm enjoying the Grammy broadcast and I'm thinking, man, this is a little different, man. You got real bands out here. I don't know if this is a sign of things to come. I think it was last year where they had Mumford and Sons and the Avett Brothers at the end with Bob Dylan. You know, that kind of got me interested. I was kind of like, man, that's kind of neat. So I don't know. I've been enjoying it a little more. I'm less cynical. Maybe that means I'm just content with my existence, my place in the world. I don't know. I used to watch for years, like, why aren't we there, man? All day they're playing all this crap, and you know. But and then I'm sitting there later on, and some of you old full band folks out there will love this. Y'all remember my Tom Petty act where we'd bring Tom Petty on the stage to do some Petty tunes? Now this is back in kind of a little more in the old days, but that was my old road manager, Jordan Powell. He's been on the show here several times. Long hair, Texas A&M guy. He was my road manager for 3 years before he went to work for Miranda Lambert, kind of then an unknown singer or just, you know, starting to get her feet wet. Well, who's on the front row of the Grammys but Miranda and Blake Shelton? Well, dude, they cut to Miranda later in the show on the front row, and who is standing next to Miranda but yours truly, Jordan Powell, sitting there with his glasses and his suit. I can't believe they got him in a suit. There's just Powell. I'm like, there's Jordan, there's Powell. So I'm amazed. There's Powell. So I'm texting Blake Walker, the podcast zone, Blake Walker and Stolly and Lynch. I'm like, pow, they're like, I saw it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then it starts to dawn on me. Then it starts to settle in. He's sitting next to Paul McCartney. I'm just like, holy shit, man. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, dude, he's sitting there next to McCartney. I mean, he's like right next to him. I'm just like, oh, my God. And then on the other side of him is Lady Gaga with the net over her face. So I text Powell at the Grammys. I'm just like, dude, just saw you. He's like, yeah, talk soon. So anyway, the next morning, he texts me just a few minutes ago. I said, man, did you meet McCartney? He said, man, Miranda talked to him because I just kind of was there. McCartney kind of patted me on the shoulder and nodded. He said it wasn't a formal introduction, but I did kind of get to, you know, talk with him standing there and connect with him a little bit. I was like, oh, my gosh. Then Powell shoots me another text, and I'm quoting here, Gaga kissed me on the mouth. Oh, man. My music lawyer friend and industry attorney, Matty Adams, the great Matty Adams in Nashville. He was texting me too, man. Just, hey, man, Jordan's a friend of Jordan's as well. Just made me see Powell on the Grammys. So anyway, I'm just watching Powell there. Blake Walker, the podcast zone, takes a picture of the TV screen. It's just Powell with Miranda and Paul McCartney and Gaga just standing there. So great fun, man. My kids, you know, my older kids are girls. They were staying up watching it. And they had relative interest in the whole proceedings. Of course, they're more familiar with kind of the, you know, Adele and Rihanna and Katy Perry and all this kind of stuff. I'm trying to sell them on like the Foo Fighters and the Beatles. They don't have as much of that as I'd like them to. But they were amazed and just incredulous that I knew anyone at the Grand. I'm like, yes, pal, you remember sitting in the kitchen in here? He came to my house every Thursday afternoon when we hit the road. Pal always showed up 10 minutes early at my house, came in, drank some coffee. I'm like, he was sitting right here. It's Pal, dude. Dude, you know that guy? I'm like, he was there for 3 years. Y'all remember him coming over? I guess they were too young. I don't know. But anyway, I was trying to sell them on the whole thing. Trying to see that history, you know, has some sort of bearing. Well, man, needless to say, I'm looking forward to Jordan Powell being in the area again. And he can come give us his Grammy update, man. Just swimming with the big fish, dude. Kissing Gaga on the mouth. Hanging with McCartney on the front row of the Grammys. Good grief, man. Great stuff for Jordan Powell, man. I hope it was a blast for him out there. You know, my girls were the Foo Fighters were playing. Dave Grohl just throwing his hair around. My girls were just dying laughing. They're just like, what is this? Of course, I'm just on my feet. I'm like, this is rock and roll, man. What are y'all? This is Katy Perry crap, guys. I'm trying to sell them on the whole rock and roll thing. I'm like, girls, when I was y'all's age, this is what we listened to, man. You know, we listened to Van Halen. We listened to AC/DC. Guys just banging their head, sweat and hair flying, blood spewing. I go, that was what we liked. They were just creeped out by the whole idea of rock and roll. So I don't know. Maybe that comes with age, or I don't know. Maybe that era has just passed. Discuss amongst yourselves, as the old Mike Myers Saturday Night Live skit would say. Well. Last week got some great feedback from all of you out there playing the new Corpus Christi Live record. It's a long record, man. What do we got? 18, 19 songs on it, something like that. It'll be hitting iTunes here in a few weeks, but exclusively because you're my friends and you're listening out there on p2podcast.com. We're going to take a listen to some more cuts from the Corpus Christi Live record. See what else we can dig up on that soon-to-be-released album, Corpus Christi Live, in just a moment. Stay tuned. Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Phil Pritchard here on the P2 Podcast in beautiful high-definition audio or something quite like it. Hey, have you heard the big news? The big, big, big news. The newsletter is now back. The once great Pritchett P2 newsletter. We used to send out emails. We got away from that in the Facebook, MySpace era. Garbage. We're back with it, man. We still got all the names on there. If you're not on the email list and you want to get a letter, a little update thing from me a couple times a month, go to philpritchard.com. There's a little tab there with all the tabs. It says newsletter. Sign up. It's absolutely free. It is an informal, not really a letter. I just outlined some bullet points. This week I said I'm eating a lot of guacamole, watching The Godfather, thinking about the live record, thinking about Private Party April, a lot of news there. So don't let the podcast be your only source of enlightenment and understanding. Sign up for that email list and we'll get a notice out to you occasionally and keep you in the loop on all things P2. Tired of just Twitter, oh my God, Facebook, done. They're going public. I'm out. Done. Now I might still post a picture, see everybody tonight. I just can't convey anything. I can't convey anything on the small screen, the social media stuff. So anyway, just in an effort to just outline a little more detail, rather than just saying, hey, give me a call if you want a private party on Facebook that nobody responds to. The email's going out there, so if you click and respond, all inquiries will be responded to very, very soon. And I'll get back to you immediately if you get back to me with a question or a party idea and an album recording project prospect, anything like that. Email me, phil@philpritchard.com, or you can just directly respond to these, the occasional email letter. Well, we are here at Trinidad mixing. Man, I'm done mixing. I can't mess with it anymore. I'm exhausted. Corpus Christi Live. You know, in the middle of these shows, I often give the band a little break. But P2 never takes a break. No. I stay on the stage and do one myself. I've been doing this one a lot recently, a sort of a hidden track, sort of off of the Mark of the Human Hand album. But a real favorite with you true fans out there who listen to all the stuff. I get a lot of great feedback on this song. So we did a version of it for you on the new record here. Live in Corpus, this is No One Loves You Like Your Mother Does on the P2 Podcast.
So we're going to do this one here. You better mind all your manners, and she'd better get a birthday card from you. And if you send out an invitation, get it there on time no matter what you do. Take the time to write the words you know are right. Cause all the things you say can help to make her day, her week, her year, her life. Cause no one loves you like your mother does. No one will love you for just being you. No one loves you like your mother does. No one will love you no matter what you do. Remember the bedtime stories. She banished all the monsters from your room. And when that thunder came crashing, she told you that the storm was ending soon. She holds in her mind the things you've left behind. And all you've suffered for, she sure has suffered more. She lives and dies with you, you'll find, cause no one loves you like your mother does. No one will love you for just being you. No one loves you like your mother does. No one will love you no matter what you do. Left behind. And all that you've suffered for, she sure has suffered more. She lives and dies with you, you'll find, cause no one loves you like your mother does. No one will love you for just being you. No one loves you like your mother does. No one will love you no matter what you do. No one loves you like your mother does. No one will love you for just being you. No one loves you like your mother does. No one's gonna love you no matter what you do. Hey.
Yeah. I dig it. I dig it, man. Oh, it's like old Dave Grohl said on the Grammys. Music isn't about being perfect. It's just about having your heart and soul into it. Certainly not a perfect rendition of that tune, but nearly so. I did my best. What can I say? Great response from that song. Thanks for all of you. I get a lot of feedback on that one. No One Loves You Like Your Mother Does, Carrying On. The band comes back onto the stage. I think this is, I don't know if it's the next song on the album. I'm not real sure. But we roll into this one, man. Certainly a live staple over the last few years. You know, as I said before, I don't like to just put all the old songs on a new live record. I like every live record to be kind of a new introduction to some of the recent songs, or maybe an old song I haven't done in a while, or maybe re-realized. A lot of y'all know Bruising Sheetrock, but y'all know it from that live record, Cool and Unusual Punishment version of Bruising Sheetrock, from 2000, whenever that was, 4 or 5. But we actually, recorded that song in 1998 on the Suburban Legends album. It was like the second to last song on the record. Just a dark, slow, depressing song, but a song people liked. So that's kind of an example of a live record coming along and using that opportunity to reintroduce some old catalog numbers. But this one needs no introduction with you fans here. This was our live version of the title track of the High Tide in the Heartland album. Certainly a favorite among you fans, and a favorite of mine as well. A lot of sentimental value with this tune, having recorded it in the stockyards in an abandoned building with no heat, no air conditioning, a lot of street noise in the background. Listen for the buses swooshing by on the original recording. But no buses swooshing by here. Actually, there might have been. You know, the surf club's down there in downtown Corpus on a busy corner. So who knows? Maybe there's some ambulance sirens in the background or something I haven't heard. But anyway, check it out, man. This is our live take, High Tide in the Heartland. Check it out.
Shelter and leaking blood. Tried to keep my feet moving, but I was soon to find out that running don't come easy in the mud. And it was high tide in the Heartland, high tide in the Heartland, high tide in the Heartland. The stories he would tell, and at the party after the show he asked me if I had some advice I'd like to sell. He said, I don't know if you've noticed, Phil, but it seems like the life of the party, he never ages very well. It was high tide in the Heartland, Heartland, high tide in the Heartland, and fire in the show, growing restless when somebody got the call. A good friend we all knew had suddenly and unexpectedly had a fall, and nothing would prepare us for the news that came down that just about killed us.
yeah, man. We made up that last bit there. The song was kind of over, and I looked back at Luke Ayers playing the drums. The venerable Luke Ayers did such a great job on this live record. Keeping true to the old versions of the songs, but also adding his own twists to it, man. He's a really, really great drummer, and just did a fantastic job with on this show and all the other ones he's played with us here in the last year. Yeah, but this one, I sort of called back to him, and I just waved at him and kind of said, hey, man, get the little march and snare going, you know, at the end. We were just kind of making it up as we went along. He did that cool outro. The little... I really like that a lot. It's just kind of got this... Just the soldiers marching off over the hill there, you know, in the mist, stepping over a few bodies along the way. I don't know. Well, where does that leave us, man? How about a live version of Locke's A Too Long... Slightly out of tune guitar intro here. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Well, here you go. Locks on the Pete Sue Podcast. Corpus Christi Live. We'll be right back. Let the record show, I did send Lucinda Williams a small check for my appreciation for the publishing on that song. People get confused because they go listen to the original Lucinda Williams version of her song Lox, and all the lyrics are different, and it's totally screwed up. And the reason that is we heard that song on the radio on the way to a gig, but I like the little riff. We did it at soundcheck, and I made up all those verses. The first verse maybe is based on the way the song starts. I changed the locks on my front door. And then it's just kind of different after that. But I just jump around and made it up. And for some reason, I settled on those verses. And there it is. Sort of a P2 bastardization of a once proud song. But hey, that's how you just make it all your own, right? Anyway, I hope Lucinda Williams hadn't spent my $80 in any ill way. I hope it is, accumulating interest. I invested in a low-risk dividend stock or stock or something like that. So I hope it lasts her a lifetime. Well, folks, that is all the time we've had. What a great show we've had here, man. Some new music from P2 and the full band coming out very soon. And, man, talking some Grammys talk there. Surprised? You're probably thinking, I hope I haven't... why does Phil watch the Grammys? Well, yeah, what else are you going to watch, man? How many times can I watch Guy Fieri and Divers and Drive-Ins and Dives and stuff and watch people make food? Or I don't know. What else do I watch? I don't watch a lot of TV, but I watch sports and, the Grammys. Kind of fun, and who knows? Maybe my wife's right. I'm not as cynical as I once was. You be the judge. Well, that being said, we're going to leave you here. Have you been digging this little instrumental song? This is The Road Less Traveled. This is a new song of mine. It's going to appear in that Old Man Football movie I've been working on about the Corpus Christi Carroll Tigers full-length documentary film. And speaking of that project, we will have that film's director, Luke Coffey, yes, indeed, joining us here on the podcast for a couple of weeks talking about his... films he's going to make, and all the work I've been doing with him on several exciting projects. So look forward to that in the days to come, and also look forward to, as promised and as people have been emailing me because I put it in the newsletter, our Godfather podcast. Yes, I'm talking about the film The Godfather and Part 2 The Godfather, and why and what the lessons are, the lessons we can learn from The Godfather. It's not what you may think. You'll feel, what the Godfather? They're going around strangling people with piano wire, sawing off horses' heads with a chainsaw, putting them in people's beds. What can we learn from that? Well, I'm going to share a little insight, hopefully a little provocative thoughts on The Godfather, why we're watching them all these years later. Because my kids look at me and say, how come this movie, Dad, people still watch? Why do you still think it's great? It's a hard question to answer. But I do my best, and so look forward to that. Maybe next week we'll get into The Godfather. So look forward to that. In the meantime, be good to each other out there. Take care, and we'll see you at the shows very soon. Book us. Phil Pritchett, phil@philpritchett.com for your private party. Private party April coming up, where we will keep the schedule relatively clear of club dates so that you can bring us to your house or wherever you may be for a show. Phil@philpritchett.com. That's all the time we have this week, folks. We'll see you next week on the podcast. Much tougher.